This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another bigsmoke.com.au podcast from Jack and Dean on Joy.
Do you work long hours, Judd?
Yeah. When I do work, I work long hours, sure. But I'm quite a late riser. So
are you freelance?
Yeah,
you say?
Yeah. I'll get up at crack of dawn, 1 p.m. And then stay up till 3 a.m. working or something.
Well, new research is showing that we might be better off if companies gave us shorter working days rather than giving us time off.
40 minutes tops, and then you're back at home.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But joining us on the line, all the way from Sydney, from the Big Smoke, where it's not quite as smoky as it is here in Melbourne, is Alex. Hey, Alex, how are you? And what does the research tell us?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So what is the research telling us about shorter working days?
Well, you know, one of the interesting things that a lot of organisations are trying to do is they're really trying to understand what causes staff to be most productive. And so, for example, Microsoft went through a process of giving their staff Fridays off in Japan, and there have been a couple of insurance companies in New Zealand that have followed suit. So it's become a real trend in trying to give one day a week off, and some companies have actually moved from 5-day weeks to 4-day weeks. But it wasn't until the 20th century, a lot of people don't know this, that the 6-day work week was reduced to 5 days.
Yes. So back in the old days, yeah, you have to work 6 days.
Yeah, and I think it's due to laziness, right? Because I say we should be keeping these urchins in the factory working with that coal for 6 days, but no one wants to listen.
I think that it's interesting because we are also in an age where we've never been in this before, where we're navigating 24/7 expectations from customers.
Yes.
But no one really wants to wait till 9 a.m. the next day to get customer service, for example. So it's about how do we meet those needs? So a lot of companies are looking into managing staff so it's 4 days a week, not 5. But what a lot of researchers are finding is it's actually less about the day off and more about the less time during the week. So they're actually more productive if they have 6-day work days as opposed to 8-day work days, for example.
Yes, and I think some employers are looking at things like compressed hours, so you can do your 37 hours in 3 or 4 days, but the reality is the poor worker then on the Friday just spends all day sleeping because they're knackered.
Well, that's true, and I think that, again, it comes down to what is most productive, and in some countries, in Finland, for example, some companies are actually doing 4-day work days, and they're finding that they're just as productive because from a productivity standpoint, there's really only a section of the day when you're really switched on. A lot of that time is, you emailing someone, you being on the phone, you dawdling back in from lunch, and, all of that time accumulates. So it's actually not productive at all.
So I want to ask, this new 6-hour workday instead of the 8-hour workday, would you just trim an hour off the top and off the end? Because, in the morning you get in, I'm not myself till I've had my coffee. Just give me an hour to get settled and open my bag and go to the toilet. And then at the end of the day, you're looking at the clock. That last hour, no one gets any work done. Then you're already looking at the bottom of the clock saying, it's just 1 hour. I don't have to do anything. It's just 1 hour. What's the point of starting anything?
Well, and that's the theory also in why 1 day a week off doesn't work. So how many times have you known that Monday was a public holiday? When Tuesday you go into work, it takes you half a day to really kick into practice. Wednesday is kind of a bit of a write-off. We tend to lose that week.
And then forget about Thursday because it's almost Friday.
Yeah, so it's kind of that same mentality. So it's the psychology of work. And they're just finding that it's the work hours as opposed to the work days that impact.
I love the idea, I think it's in Spain and Italy, of the siesta. A couple of hours in the middle of the day.
So you take two-hour breaks, yeah.
Well, I don't know if I'd travel all the way home and travel back again, but, I don't know.
I think, again, it comes down to how do people work. So, for example, I'm one of those people that if I work, I just want to work. I don't want to be interrupted. I don't want to be distracted. Don't call me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just want to work. And whereas some people, they need to have constant touch points with people. Like, they need to hear from their colleague or go visit Susan in the cubicle and talk to her for a little bit. And so it really just becomes, about your organisation and what works best for those people.
I think the other thing that's changed in these modern times is that in the past you would go to work and you would be in a physical place. Now, the boundaries between work time and non-work time, because of our devices and the a global economy, you're kind of on, some of us are on, 24/7, I get messages at all hours,
Yeah, and that's why in France, for example, there are legislation requirements now around whether or not an employer can contact an employee outside of work hours. And then there are also companies, for example, who actually have created almost games for their staff. So the staff actually log in as an avatar and go to board meetings almost like a Sims character because they're all in remote places around the world. So it's all just about, trying to find new places to work, new ways to work and new ways to be productive.
Alex, now you speak in my language, in something I can understand. Sims character, got it. But yeah. I want to say... You talk about, we're talking about, we're moving to the 8-hour days to the 6-hour days. You're moving from a 40-hour work week to all of a sudden a 30-hour work week. What if people are a bit skeptical about not getting paid for those 10 hours? And yeah, sure, the company might be more productive and they might do the same amount of work in those 6 hours, but they're getting paid a lot less. Do you think that might be a bit of a barrier for people embracing this?
Well, I think that's where, I'm someone who does run a business and who has staff, so this is something I think about a lot. And I think the conversation becomes less around hourly rates and more around outputs, right?
Yeah.
So if somebody's doing great work in 6 hours and then wasting time over 10 hours, it's really not beneficial to the company. And the company should really be paying them for their value as opposed to just their, whatever dollar per hour just because that's what it is.
That would work for me. Fantastic. And I guess this is topical, given a number of people are returning to work from a summer holiday. I returned to work last week. I can't tell you, it took me like half the week just to get my, being used to sitting up straight and having, laced up shoes on. It was really weird.
Yeah, it's hard to get back into the groove. And also there's a lot of, research around how people feel on a Sunday just before work. So on a Monday, that's or any time throughout the year. So you can imagine the anxiety a lot of people feel when they're going back to work after having 2 or 3 weeks off. But I think the other side of that is, work can, for a lot of people, myself included, can be really exciting and enriching. And I think if we can be smarter in the way we work as opposed to just working more hours, we can be more beneficial to companies and to each other.
Absolutely.
Honestly, it's really convincing. You've done a really good job. And I think we're both on board. So we're going to take off now. We've still got
a done.
Bit more to do. So can you just host the rest of the program and we'll take our 6-hour workday?
Yeah, I charge time and a half.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Alex. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.